For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The explosion of opioid overdoses and deaths in America and in Michigan has been well documented. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there were more than 2,300 drug overdose deaths in Michigan in 2016, an increase of almost 20% over the previous year. At a recent conference in Lansing, experts discussed the role internet technology could play in fighting the spread of opioid use. At that conference, I talked with Dr. Joyce DeYoung of the Western Michigan University Homer Stryker MD School of Medicine. She serves as the medical examiner for 11 counties. Dr. DeYoung says that in nearly every opioid-related fatality, including illicit cases involving heroin or fentanyl, there was a previous prescription for an opioid.
Now, maybe it hasn't been recently, and maybe that drug wasn't present at the time, but they have a history of prescription abuse or prescription use. And I think that we already know that there is prescription overuse and that there's some correlation between that. But I also think that there may be some times where we're looking to see if it's possible that their pathway to their heroin or their fentanyl was different from opioid use. And what was it that caused them to go to the street to buy their drugs?
One of the problems that seemed to come up today was that we're chasing the data, and it's taking months or a year or more to compile the data and see where it takes us. What can we do to improve that?
Right now, all of our results actually come to us as PDF files. Now, we have the benefit of having them an interface with our toxicology laboratory, but even a lot of medical examiner offices are significantly underfunded and understaffed because there aren't enough forensic pathologists, so you're waiting months for them to even be able to sign out their cases, right? So we have a staffing problem in forensic pathology and in the medical examiner offices. And I'll knock on wood right now, because right now we're fully staffed and we're not experiencing that, but it is a nationwide problem, and Michigan is not immune from that. So if you go to some of the other offices just in Michigan, it will take months to get a report out because they don't have enough people. So it's just even just getting that report. But now that report comes out, and it is essentially a PDF file or, you know, a signed document that somebody... If somebody's interested in that data, there's no mechanism currently for that information to be disseminated, other than by death certificates. But death certificate data isn't strong, and there's a lot of variability in how people do their death certificates.
You said here today that in some cases information is transmitted by fax machine still and through the U.S. mail, and that bogs the system down.
Well, it can. We ask for records. We need records when somebody, we like to review their medical history when somebody died, and it's even a potential drug overdose, but even if it, whatever the scenario is, when we put a call out for records, that's how they're transmitted to us. We have one hospital that allows us access to Epic. We have somebody. Epic is their software system where they keep all of their medical records. It's their, I don't know the fancy term for it. But we can log in and see it right real time. Okay. But everybody else, it's just, you know, you want that information and they say, okay, we'll get that to you. Now, our fax machine is electronic, okay, but, you know, so it's not like the old time machine. But so it comes to us electronically. I don't know what they have on their end, but we have all these hospitals in all of our counties. And yet, in order for us to get information about that patient, they require to be sent through the post, through the mail, or which of course delays things.
One last question. If it's important to have this data in days or weeks rather than months or years, what's your level of optimism, if any, that we'll get there sometime soon?
I think there's a push for it. I think that there's increasing recognition that that this information is needed in order for us to make good decisions about what's happening. I'm confident that we don't know what's happening in much of Michigan because of different practice habits, and that information just isn't being reported adequately. So I think because there's significant attention being paid to it, it may happen, but it requires money. It requires funding for this to happen. So it's that would be probably the biggest issue.